ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara at the beginning of the Omid brings down a braisa Tonu Rabbonon Amakiz Dam Lo Yoichal Chagvash Lo Yicholov Lo Gvina Lo Bitzolim Lo Yicholim. And the Gemara continues on many other things which are also Mishum Sakone. Later on, the Gemara says different things which are Refuah. And other things which are also Mishum Sakona. Be'emes is very interesting. We don't find any of these halachas brought down in any of the poskim, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bishai Pik in the Sefer Oima HaShikcha, in Oiz Tzadik Aleph, he asks, with the Chayyur and the Mefurish HaBreisa, there's no Chaylik over here. Why is there no mention in any of the poskim these things which are also Mishum Sakona? That after HaKozas Dam, Lo Yoichal Chagvash, and all the other things which are mentioned, that you're not allowed to do Mishum Sakona. We should be paskening all these things la halacha. Now, be'emes the etzem ha'ora, which she asks that dover mishum sakana we don't find brought down la halacha. We find in the Magen Avraham in Erechaim Simen Kufa in Gimel Zivkot and Aleph, he discusses over there things which are mentioned in Chazal, which are also mishum ruach ro. These are also mishum sakana. And he says that we don't find also over there the zakpoda of bizman hazeh, bizman ha'su'udas. When during the Su'uda, there's a din of Maim Amtsoyim, Mishum Rachro, and says in Mogen Avraham that Bizman Hazeh, the reason why we're not Makbid is because we see many people who are not Noig with these Chumrits, which Chazal tell us is also Mishum Sakona, and they don't have any Hezek. So it seems to be that Bizman Hazeh, Nishtanu Ativim, and the Tivim have changed, and therefore these things are not also anymore Mishum Sakona. Says the Mogen Avraham, a different suggestion, maybe because the Dvorim which Chazal said are also Mishum Sakona, was only B'mokim Misuyim, was only in the place where they were in Bovel, when Chazal said in that place, in the climate, therefore these things are also Mishum Sakona. But other Mekoimis which we see are not Mazik anyone, therefore a person does not have to be Choshish, and the Mela nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, we're not Makpid. The B'chol Shur in Shabbos, Pei Beis Amid Beis, he says that it depends on dvorim which are skuliyim, which are dvorim which are only at skula. In these things, we say that nowadays, these are not applicable nowadays anymore, and they're not also, even though bimei chazal, this was also mishum sakona. Any other things which are sakona, bederech hateva, those things on the gear nowadays also, we also have to be choshish. But says the B'choshur, some things which the doctors nowadays say are not mazik you anymore. Mamela, we can say that during the days of Chazal, these were dvorim sguliyim. They were mazik midine sgula, and therefore there's only toli on the zman of Chazal. And nowadays, even though there is inyan, says the B'choshur, to be makpid, lechatchila, to be choshish for these things, but midina, there's no issa, mishum sakona. Lemaisa, it's not a dover muchlut in every single place. We find in our sugya itself, which the Gemara before in Daf Chof Ches discussed by Riches, the different machlis, and one of the machlis which was brought down, which is a machlas apeh, which is called Safdina, which Rabbi Yochanan was suffering from, and he went to the Matri Nisa. The Gemara says that this machla, even though it's a machlas apeh, but it's goymer bevni me'ayim, and therefore sakonis nefoshes, and Rabbi Yochanan was allowed to do a refuah even on Shabbos. Says the Bach in Simen Shin Chof Ches, that even though nowadays the doctors will tell us that there's no sakona at all, there's only a little sakon for the mouth, but it's not sakonas nefoshes, and you don't have to worry about it, says the Bach, since the Gemara says that it's sakonas nefoshes, Mamela, we're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, because we rely on what the Gemara tells us, and the doctors don't understand that this machle is goyim bevnei me'ayim. So to the Prima Godim in Erechaim Shin Chof Ches, Mishpat Zizov, Sikot and Beis, he says that the doctors who say that nowadays there's no Sakona, Shekehim Oimrim, they're lying. And it's not true, the Gemara says Mefurish that Sakona is Nefoshes, and therefore you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. So you see that even though nowadays we, the normal doctors, will tell us that these things, or this Machle, is not Sakona, Afa Pikein La Locha, we're allowed to be Mekel, and you're allowed to even be Michal Shabbos for this Machle of Tzaftina, because we rely on what the Gemara says, that this machla is going to bevnei me'ayim, and it's going to come to a sakonis nefoshes, to a makosh al cholol. Memele, we can't be machlit, a clear cut cloud, that any time when the Gemara says sakona, we can say nishtanu ativim. Only the things which are not brought down in the poiskim, which says the B'choy Shuri, these are called dvorim sguliyim, and in these things, since the poiskim don't bring it down, we can say that nowadays you don't have to be choshish midina, only b'toyas chumir. Ba'al Koponim, there's no clear cut definition of which sakonis we should yeah be choishes medina and which ones not, and therefore akoponim the ones which say clearly in the poiskim that we mechuyu to be choishes for like tzafdina, then we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos because we take on that what the Gemara says that it's sakonis afoshes is applicable even nowadays also. In the tshuva of the Galia Mesechta in Eben Ezer, Simin Yud Aleph, he's mayrich to be masbe which ones we allow to which dvoim of sakona are still applicable nowadays, and he's masbe svoris why other dvoim shall sakona like our Gemara of Chagvash is not now nigea nowadays, and therefore the Peskin didn't bring it down la aloche. Moving further on the Omid, the Gemara discusses bariches. The sugya of imistapri mehem b'chol mokoyim, if you're allowed to take a haircut from the goyish barber, the Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon, Yisroel amistapim me'ovi kichovim, roye b'mare. He's allowed to look in the mirror, and this heter, through looking in the mirror, is going to be matter him to go and take a haircut from the ovi kichovim. The Rishonim discuss barichas over here, Tosfos Dvar Maschil amistapi, and the Rosh, so to the Ran, that they say from the Gemara, and al kaponim to sefta is mavua that normally to look in the mirror will be a issa of lo yilbash. For a ish, to look in the mirror will be a issa of lo yilbash gevesim las isha, which the Targum says does not just mean to go and wear the clothes of a isha, it's also any tikkun and any kishut which the noshim normally do, this is going to be also under the category of lo yilbash. And says Tosfos, the only reason why it was mutter, over here it's mutter in order for sakonis nefoshes to go and save himself from the goy. And so too, the Tosefta says that Yom Gamliel, Beis Yom Gamliel, they were matter them to look in the mirrors because of Malchus. They were craving the Malchus, this was the heter. Mamela's mavur, that a normal person in a normal case, he should not, he's got Issa to look in the mirror, and this is the Issa of Lo Yilbash in the case where there's no reason besides Loisnoe and before Kishut. Says Tosfos, but for other reasons, Lamosha for Michashinaim, or other reasons that he's the reason for to be Megaleach himself, and he wants to look in the mirror, Kshelo Yichabil Batsmoy, in these cases, says Tosfos, it's going to be mutter even for Ish, because it doesn't go into the klal of Lo Yilbash, and says Tosfos in the end, Uboichin Libois, who your idea, he knows the reason why you are looking in the mirror. And this, so too, the Rosh says, and other Rishonim also, that they take out from our sugya that Lechiri is going to be an Issa for any Ish to look in the mirror, Lisnoe, or Liskashit, there's the Issa of Lo Yilbash. But the Ran says that the Be'emes is a difference, and this depends on the Minhag HaOlam. The Klal of Lo Yilbash, there's no clear-cut Klal, what is goes into the Issa of Lo Yilbash, what is included in the Lo Yilbash Gever, Tikkun Isha, says the Ran, these things are told on the Minhag HaOlam. And therefore, in a place where the minig is that everyone is mistakel in Bemaria, even the Ish also, then there's no Issa for a Yehudi, for a Yisrael, to go and look in the mirror, because it doesn't go into the klal of Lo Yilbash. And he brings down from the Goinim, that the Goinim say that in the Gemara Nozi, it says in the Gemara Nozi, Dafnun Chesem et Beis, as the Issa to be Mavi, Sa'a Beis HaShechi, because there's Issa of Lo Yilbash, because this is a tikkun noshim, say the goinim that nowadays, which everyone is mavis sabis hashechi, then there's no issa for the noshim, for the anoshim to do so, because it's not anymore a category of yilbash geves simnas isha. This is not just a tikkun of a isha, and mamela it's muta nowadays also. And the Ran says this goes into the klal also by us by the staklus b'mare. And this is Rashba in tshuva chilekeis mekuv chaf aleph. He's more ma'irich about the minhogim of Lo Yilbash, and he says that the klal is the Torah wasn't mefaret which goes into what things go into levush noshim, and everything is tailor on minhog mekoymos and bechol zman. And mameila, he says that legabe cutting the beard and cutting other hairs, he says that kva mosayim v'shloish me'er shana 200 to 300 years, everyone is doing so, and there's no issa because this is not klal of Lo Yilbash geves simlas isha. But the Ran is lemaisa mavur that even though we say that there is issa of leilbash, there's no issa of leilbash nowadays because the minig ha'olam is to be mekel. Afal pikein, he says that for chavirim, for tamidi chachomim, this is still a issa, and he learns it up in the Gemara in Nozi Nun Chesem et Beis that for the chavirim they should not do so. And the mele who had in the issa of mistaklis b'mare, looking in the mirror, will also be also lechatchila for chavirim, for tamidi chachomim to be makbid, even though the minig nowadays is even for anoshim to look at, look in the mirror, and therefore there's no issa midina, but al koponim chavirim and tamidi chachomim, they should be makbid not to look in the mirror because, says the Ran, it's mavur in the Gemara Nozi nun zayin nun chesem et beis that it's still also for chaverim. Lahalocha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerideas, in Kufnum Vav, that is the iser to mimstakel b'mare chutz from dvarim overfua or shelo yichabil ba'atzmoi, like Tosfos says. And the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the chiluk of the Ran and this heter that in a place where even the anoshim have a minig to do this tikkun, there is no iser. The Rama does bring down the heter of the Ran, and he says vayish oimrim, that in those places where even the anoshim do this kishut and do this tikkun, then there's no iser. This is the machlokes, the Rama and the mechaber is the 2 days which we have in the sugya by us, whether this iser is a blanket iser on all cases, or there's a heter in certain mekumas where even the anoshim have the minig, and this does not become a klal of lo yilbash. But be'emes, when it comes to the iser to be ma'avis sa'abis ha'shechi, over there in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, the mechaber says in Sif Aleph that the iser is to be ma'avis sa'abis ha'shechi, yeloike even makas maridus, you get malkas midirabonon. But says the mechaber that in a place where everyone does so, even the anoshim, then one is not loike makas maridus. And the Beis Yosef explains that this is the heter which you see in the goinim, that the goinim which the Ram brings down say that in a place where everyone does so, there's no issa of lo yilbash, and therefore there's no makas maridus. But says the Beis Yosef that the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tes, is mavur, not like the Ran, which is says by us, which you quoted, that he, the Ran said, that according to the Goinim, this is muta even lechatchila, and only chaverim, only tamid chachomim should be makpid. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam is mavur, that even though there is a difference between mekoimus, where even the anoshim do this tikkun, and therefore there's no makis maridus, but the Rambam says that in other mekoimus, where even the anoshim do this tikkun, Ein makin oisoi. There's no makis maridus. Says the Beis Yosef, it's mashma that al kaponim there is a issa, and not like the Ran who says that it's muta even lechatchila. And therefore, the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch is not matil lechatchila. He only says that if you did so and you're over, then there's no makis maridus. But al kaponim lechatchila, it's also in even in the mekumis where the anoshim also do this tikkun. The Rama in Siman Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph, he brings down the Ran, which says that this muta even lechatchila, like the goinim hold, says the Ran, the goinim weren't just matter by the eved, that there's no makas maridus. The goinim were matter even lechatchila, this is the day of the Ran. The Ginas V'Rodim in Klalvov, Simin Yudbeit, Adzon, that the Rama holds that this day is even the day of the Rambam. Even though the Rambam says a lotion of Ein Makinoisoi, the Rambam doesn't mean to say that it's Asa. The Rambam just says Ein Makinoisoi because in other places where only the Noshim do so, then there's a Makim Oisoi Makis Maridus like the Rambam says at the beginning of the Halacha. Therefore, the Rambam says in other Mekoimais Ein Makinoisoi. But Avada, even the Rambam agrees that there's no Issa at all and it's Mutter even Lechatchila, and this is why the Rambam went ahead and Paskin like the Ran, since he holds that even the Rambam agrees that it's Mutter even Lechatchila. Al Kaponim, we have learned about Chloikis, the Mechaber and the Rambam. What is the Alocha Lemaisa in a place where even the Anoshim do this tikkun, do a tikkun? Is there Issa Akoponim Lechatchila, even though there's no Makis Maridus? Or there's Mutter even Lechatchila, which the Rama is Mekel, that even Lechatchila you're allowed to go and do this tikkun? And says the Ginas V'Rodim, there's no difference between the Issa of Istaklis B'Mariad, looking in a mirror, or any other tikkun which is mentioned in the Siman Kuf Pei Beis, like we said, the Havoria Sa'abis HaShechi. All these things have the same klal, and according to the Mechaber, these things are also lechatchila. Mashinkin, according to the Rama, it's muta lechatchila in places where even the Anoshim do this tikkun. And only the Chaverim, says the Ginas V'Rodim, should be makpid not to do this tikkun and not to look in the mirror. And this Ginas V'Rodim is brought down, Rebbe Kveiger brings it down in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, over there in the Gilin Shulchan Aruch, Gilin Rebbe Kveiger. Now we know that Lemaisa, there's a very famous tshuva in the Divrei Chaim, Rebbe Chaim Tzanzer. He says in Chilik Beisim, involved someone asked him about looking in the mirror, b'shas hanochas tefillin, to make sure that his tefillin are in the right place, which have to be makpid, the tefillin have to be bein einecho. So the shoyel asked the Reb Chaim Tzanzer if one is allowed to look in the mirror in order to make sure his tefillin is in the right place. And Reb Chaim Tzanzer over there is ma'arich to say that in the case of tefillin, be'emes there's enough place which to put even two pairs of tefillin, and therefore there's no inyan to go mimati such a issa to look in the mirror, and someone who does so is only oisam maisa hediot, and he's very strongly holds that even for anochas tefillin, one should not look in the mirror. It's a very chomedigadea, a very famous shitta of Reb Chaim Tzanzer, who asked the issa nowadays to look in the mirror, even by anochas tefillin. the Minchas Elozo in his Sefer Oizchaim V'Sholoim in Oizchaim Simchov Zayin Sivkot in Yud Beis, he explains that the Svarah of the Divrei Chaim, why he was so makpid, is because he holds that the Issa of looking in the mirror, which we find in our Sugya, which the Rishonim discuss, is Be'emes the Issa Midereisa of Lo Yilbash. Since the Targum Unkelus says that Lo Yilbash Gevesim Las Isha is not just referring to wearing different clothes, it's also a Issa of any tikkun, so holds the prime tzanzel, is a issa min atayir to look in the mirror. And Mamela, even in the case of tefillin, where the chayyur should be mutter, like Tosfos explains, that in a case where it's not lehisnoe, the chayyur there should be a heter. Al Kaponim, he says, he can still be machmir, since there's a issa deraisa involved, and there is place on the head to put two tefillins, and even though the some Rishonim hold that the place is one behind the other, Afal Pikein, there is some deers who hold that even side by side, there's also place for two tefillin. Memela, Reb Chaim Tzanza holds that Mokem Issa Dereisa, one should be more machmir, and therefore someone who does so is Nikra Hedyet. This is how the Munkacher in the Michas Eloza explains the Shitta of Reb Chaim Tzanza. Now, Emes is a big chidush to say such a thing, that the Issa of looking in the mirror is the Issa Dereisa of Lo Yilbash. We find in the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, that if someone who is Mavis, Sabis, Ashechi, then there's the Issa, and you look at Makas Maridus, Mid Rabbonon, you get Makas Maridus, like the Rambam paskins and other Rishonim, Afal Pikein over here by us, in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, he does not mention that someone who looks in the mirror will get Makas Maridus. It's not mashma that it's the same darga of Issa, like a real Maisa Tikkun of a Sabis Ashechi, and looking in the mirror, it's mashma, even the Beis Yosef and the Mechabu, who is more machme, does not hold that this is the Issa Dereisa. The Knesset HaGdoyle, in his Gilin Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, he discusses the Shaila, whether to look in the mirror is the Issa Dereisa or only Issa Derabonon, and his Mefalpul may be Be'emes his Machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh in our Sugya, in this Shaila, whether the Issa of Lo Yilbash is Issa Dereisa, Lehistakl B'mare, or only Issa Derabonon, and he holds Misvara that L'churia it's only Issa Derabonon. So too the Birkas HaRosh and the Netziv in Nozi Dafnun Chesamet Beis, they say Mefurish that this only Issa Derabonon, and therefore Tosfos is more makel in the Issa of Lestakel B'mare, that Kol Oid, the reason why he's doing so, is not for his noise, not to look, not to beautify himself, not only for other purposes, Lerefua, and for Giluach, Shelo Yichabil Ba'atzmoy, Tosfos is makel, since the Issa is only a Issa Derabonon. And Be'emes, we find Mefurish in the Rishonim already, in Oiz Zorua, in Oiz Tof Nun Aleph, his Medaik in Yerushalmi, that this Issa of Listakil B'Mare is only Issa Midrabbonon. So, Kaponi, we have learned a Shaila, if the Issa is the Issa Midrabbonon, there's more mocking to be lenient. And Reb Chaim Tzanza, Kaponi, was very machmi because he held that this Issa is the Issa Dereisa. But like we pointed out, and Reb Kvegio himself says in Gilin Shulchan Aruch from the Ginas Reodim, that even the Matirim who hold that it's mutter, there is still a mocking to be machmi, and Tovi Olav Brocha, even in a case where Anoshim also don't have this, also have this tikkun, and it's not just a Maisa Anoshim, Afa Pikeim for Chavirim and for Tomide Chachomim, there is still a Mokim for them to be Machme and Tovi Ola Brocha, like it says in the later Poiskim, if someone's Machme is Tovi Ola Brocha. Another interesting point in this Sugya of Lo Yilbash, which Tosfos and other Rishonim say, this includes even to look in the mirror also. The Moshe Feinstein in Egris Moshe in Yeridea Chilek Aleph Simen Pei Beis, the Shoyal over there asked him on the Issa which Tosfos brings down that there's an Issa for a Ish to be Melakit Saris Levonois Mitech Shoyeris, since to take out the white hairs, this Maisa is a Maisa Tikkun of Noshim and is Issa of Lo Yilbash. So this asked the Shoyal for Moshe what it will be the Alocha for someone to take a medicine which this trufa, this medicine, causes that all his white hairs should have more pigmentation, and this causes his white hairs to turn black. Does this also go into the Issa of Lo Yilbash or not? Says Reb Moshe in the Tshuva, that this will be'emes depend on understanding the Ike Issa of Lo Yilbash, which we find in the Isurim, that in order to take care of the white hairs, Lahavi B'Shabi Sashechi, these Isurim, which are also for Tikkunei Noshim, what is the Havona understanding the Ike Issa? Do we say that the Issa is to do the same Maisa which the Isha does, the Maisa Tikkun is a Maisa Tikkun of Noshim, and this is a Issa for a man to do, because the Maisa itself is a Maisa Issa. To copy this Maisa is a Maisa Tikkun Noshim, which goes into the Issa of Lo Yilbash. Or do we say, no, the Issa is not to do the same Maisa which Isha does. The Issa, which the Torah did now in Lo Yilbash, is to have the end effect, the end result, which the Isha is doing, because to have the effect of being Mekushetes, and Mamela should take out the white hairs, or she's doing other tikkunim. In these things, for Ish to do so, would be the Issa, not because the Isha does this Maisa, but because the end effect, the end result, is that she's Mekushetes, this is an Issa for Ish to do. Says Reb Moshe, that it's mistaba to say that the Issa which the man has is not just to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does. Because the Moshe in the Issa of to be Melakit, Sayus Levonis, to take out the white hairs. It's mistaba that a lady who has some white hairs and wants to make herself look younger, she's not going to go and take out by hand these white hairs. She's going to dye her whole hair black, and this way she'll have the te'eles of having the look of a younger lady, and this is the maisa which she's going to be doing, and not the maisa likut biyad. And therefore, mistaba, in this case, why should it be osa for Ish to go and be melakit the Sayur Levono? L'chayur, this Maisa is not the same Maisa which the Isha does. And Afal became, we don't find any difference. And the Torah says, and the Rishonim say, that is an Issa for a Ish, for the man to go ahead and to take out even Biodaim, the Sayur Levonos, even though it's not necessarily the same act the woman is going to be doing in order to get to the same purpose. Elo Maisa Zemurisha is Muchach, that the Issa of Lo Yilbash is not to do the same Pa'ula, the same act. The Issa is to have the same Matorah, to have the same purpose. Any Maisa which the Ish is going to do, which has the same result, that all his hairs are black, is also going to be Asa. And Mamela, who Adin, if he's going to take a medicine which will increase the pigmentation in his hair, and will turn on his hair black, this is also going to have the end result, and the beautification which he's going to have through this Maisa, is the same Maisa Kishut which the Isha does, and this is going to be the Issa of Lo Yilbash Gever Simnas Isha. And he's Mechiach, like this, he said from the Rambam, and also from the Bi'a Agro in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkot in Yudalid, that the Issa of the Lo Yilbash, of the Tikkun Noshim, is not just to do the same act, the same Maisa which the Isha does, but as long as you're doing a Maisa which has the same end result, this is also going to be the Issa of Lo Yilbash, and this is the main Issa of Lo Yilbash, to do a Maisa which causes you to have the same result and the same purpose, same Matorah of the Isha, even though she actually does not do such a kind of Pu'ula. This is what Reb Moshe says in Chilek Aleph, Siman Pei Beis. Later on, we find in Yeridea, in the Gus Moshe, Chilek Beis, Siman Samach Aleph, that the Shoyl asked Reb Moshe, that according to his Yisoid, that the Issa of Lo Yilbash, of a Tikkun Noshim, the Issa is not to do and to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does, but as long as you have the same result, this is the main Issa of Lo Yilbash. So how come we find in our Sugya, the Rishonim say there's an Issa for a man to look in the mirror? L'chayra, the looking in the mirror, which the Gemara is discussing over here, is not talking about any tikkun which the man is going to be doing because he's looking in the mirror. The Ikka Issa is even to look in the mirror by itself, even if he doesn't do afterwards, fix himself up at all, just the looking itself, l'hisnois, or l'hiskashit, is also the Issa. Ask the Shoyl from Reb Moshe, the Achayra, according to Reb Moshe's Havona, the way Reb Moshe explained that the Issa of Lo Yilbash is not to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does, but it's to have the same purpose and same Matorah and the same end result which the Isha has, that she's Mekushetes, then L'chayr, by looking in the mirror and not doing anything at all, there should be no Issa for a man to do so, since he's got no Perl Yotzer, he has no Toitzor from the looking in the mirror, besides the Ikem Mais of looking in the mirror. So L'chayr from our Sugya will be Mavua, that the Issa of L'Yilbash, of the Tikkun Noshim, is there to copy the same Maisa which the Isha does. And the Isha looks in the mirror, Lohis Nois, this Issa is also for the man to do. Says Reb Moshe, that this is L'chayr, not a Raya at all, not like him. Because Be'emes, even if you say that the Issa is to copy the same act which the Isha does, and this Issa Maisa Kishut is what also is also for the man, L'chayr, looking in the mirror itself, since he's not doing anything afterwards to fix himself up, because the Issa in our Gemara is even to look in the mirror by itself. L'chayr, in this case, how can we say that the looking in the mirror is called a Maisa Kishut? If he's not doing anything afterwards, why should we say that this Maisa itself is a Maisa Kishut? It's not the same like taking out white hairs, where the Maisa is a Maisa Kishut. So l'chayyah, it's very hard to understand that this should be an issa of looking in a mirror. Elamai says in Moshe, the reason why looking in the mirror is the issa of l'yilbash, of a tikkun isha, is like the Gemara explains, that be'emes is an issa by us to go and take a haircut from a barber who's a goy, because we choshud on shvichas domim. The Gemara says there's a heter, in a case where the Yisrael is looking in the mirror, then the goy is scared of him, because he looks like an odom choshev. Because he's looking in the mirror and he's doing such a pa'ula of looking in the mirror, Mamela, it looks like Adam Choshev, and therefore the goy is scared to go and do anything to this yid. Says the Moshe, you see over here in the Gemara, Al Kaponim in the Gemara's days, that this etzem maisa of looking in the mirror was a maisa which gave the look of this person being makpid to who that he cares about his appearance, and he wants to make sure that he looks okay, and even if he doesn't tell any ha'aris to the barber during the haircut to go and do, to fix up different places, the etzem looking in a mirror itself gives off the appearance of this person that he's the Adam Choshev who's makpid on the way he's put together and the way he looks, and this gives him the chashivas of Adam Choshev, and therefore the goy is scared to do anything wrong to this person. Says in Moshe Mamela, this is be'emes the ikka is of Loyilbash, which you find in our Gemara of looking in a mirror. By Aisha also, when she's looking in the mirror, it's not dafka in order to fix herself up afterwards. The ikka maisa of looking in the mirror itself gives a certain chashivas, which anyone looks at someone doing such a thing, shows that this person is makpid on her appearance and how she looks. And this is the issa of looking in the mirror, which is also for a man to do, just like a isha who does so, looks in the mirror. And says in Moshe, this is also like an end result, as the effect which has on other people when they see her looking in the mirror. She feels with the etzem maisa of looking in the mirror that she looks noe and makushetes, and this is the issa which a man has to copy. Mamela says in Moshe, even though the ikka issa is not just to copy the same maisa which the issa is doing, only to have the same end result, but you see in our Gemara that looking in the mirror also gives a certain end, a certain purpose of being Adam Choshev. And this is the issa of Loyilbash, even in the case of Listaka Bemaria, even though, says Moshe, the issa is not just to copy the mice of the isha, only to have the same matorah and the same purpose, and at the end of the day, he's going to be looking Mekushetes, and Mamela, it's also for him to take any medicine which will cause his hair to turn black.
Learning Mesechtes of Eidizara, Daf Chavtes, Amid Beis, is the second Shand Daf Chavtes. We're starting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim shalev dikachavim asurin, v'yisurin isur hana. These are things of Gayim that are asur, and the Yisurim is an isur hana. In contrast to the next Mishnah, which you have the things that are asur ba'achila. So the first one is Hayayin. And v'achayim et shalev v'chavim shayim et chilas Hayayin. You have wine, and you have vinegar, which originally was wine. So the Gemara discusses how we know the Yayin's Asr. The Gemara says Yayin Minolin. The Gemara says a Pasuk. We'll see, we'll talk about it soon. Hashachel Zachem Yechel Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. Mazavach Asr Benav Yayin Asr Ba'anah. But the Rishayim Shtelen Zach. And that's talking about Yayin, which the guy went and actually poured the Yayin, poured the wine as a Tekruvis for Avei Dezarit. And that's Asr Ba'anah Midei Raisa. Because it's a Tekruvis Avei Dezarit. You learn that from the Pasuk. And we'll speak about that in the shir. But when we're talking about wine, stam that a guy has, which is called stam yena, occasionally it's also called yayin nesach, but the yayin that wasn't actually nesach, it was wine that a guy had. So what is the issur exactly in that case? So Rashi explains, Rashi here by the chaymitz, that the chaymitz shall evdekha mishayim etchilasa yayin, that there was wine biyana ivde kachavim, that's asr banah. And Rashi says, lafuke heched azavan evcham chaymitz miyisrael, it's coming to exclude the case where a guy bought vinegar from miyisrael, la mitzvah banah, that doesn't come asr banah. The tamet asr banah, mishin the dil menaschehu vachaymitz loy menasach. The reason why it's asr banah is because maybe the guy was menaschehit. That means there's an isser if a guy is menaschech wine for avay desire, and all wine of a guy is asr because maybe the guy was menaschehit. And that's the mashmalis of the sugya, because the Gemara says yayim inolot, and the Gemara is discussing who would then wine that you don't know was in snasach. Some the yayim belonged to a guy, and the Gemara's tam is because asher chel zechem yechelum nishtu yayin nesicham, that the yayin that's misnasach to avoid the zorah becomes asr banav. But the problem is, Taisus and the Rishonim ask, the Gemara in Lamed Vav Mabei says clearly that the issur of the yayin is mishum b'nei sayin. And there's an issur that you shouldn't drink the Gaishim wine because you might come to marrying their daughters. So how do we answer this stira? In Al Gemara, the Mishnah Al Gemara is mashmaklar that the issur of yayin nesach is because of Xayir, that maybe this wine was nesnasach b'fnei avay desarah. And the Gemara there says the issur of the wine of a guy is because of Bnei Sayin. It's exactly just like Pitan and Shamnam. And there's an issur nothing to do with being misnasach of Edizar Estam. An issur to discourage social contact with the guy. Exactly, Mishum Bnei Sayin. So the Rajman Taris Abayis, in the beginning of the Beis Hayayin of Taris Abayis, he says that initially they made a gzeirah of Mishum B'nei Sayin, and that was just from drinking. Just like Pitan and Shamnam was only Asatit, there was no Isser Adnoah, Pas Akum and Bishal Akum, and when they asked for Shem and Akum, all these things are not Asr Adnoah, they're only Asr Achila. So originally this Isser Mishum B'nei Sayin was an Isser Shtiyah. You weren't allowed to drink the wine of a guy, but you were allowed to have enough from the wine of a guy. And that mission is a later gzeirah. A later gzeirah, where they saw that there was a serious shash of nisach for Avodah Zarah, so they made a gzeirah that maybe all the wine might be nisnasach for Avodah Zarah, so that's why they made an Isser Hanah. So Al Gemara is dealing with an Isser Hanah, and Al Gemara is dealing with an Isser Shtiyah, because originally they weren't chayshish for nisach, people weren't menasach so much, so they just made an Isser Shtiyah because of Menasehim, but afterwards they saw people were menasach a lot, so that's why they were meisif an Isser Hanah. Thus stated in the Rajba. So the Beis Yosef brings this Rajba in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel. He asks Akasha that the Gzeir Mishum B'nei Sayin was done as part of the Yud Ches Dov, as part of the 18 things which are done by the Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel. That was done by the Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel. Now, if all they did was an Issa Shtiyah, because that's what the Rajba is saying, Mishum B'nei Sayin is just an Issa Shtiyah, and it was a later Gzeir that made an Issa Anah because of the Kshash of Nisach, so the Issa Shtiyah was already made earlier. There's a Pirkei de Rablezis in Perek Mem Zayin that says a very interesting thing. It says when Pinchas went and he killed Zimri ben Salu together with Kazbi Vastur and his Kanoas against what the Bnei's Midian, what the Bnei's Mayiv was doing. And he realized and understood then that the problem was the wine, that they came to the Bnei's Mayiv to buy their stuff and they would drink the wine and there wasn't yet Xayra on the wine. And the Mela, the drinking of the wine caused that they should be mezana with them, it caused they should do avodah zarah with the Baal Pa'ar, with the whole thing. So Pinchas made a gzeira. From then on, no one's allowed to drink the wine of Goyim. So if all the Tamidei Beis Shammai still did was made in Issa Shtiyah, there was an Issa Shtiyah ready for Pinchas' time. And the Kavan of Beis Yosef is, I think, is like this, that Bishlam without the Rajba, the Ramban already has its side to learn, that Pinchas made an Issa Shtiyah, and the Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel were Meisif and Issa Anah. But then that would mean that the Issa Anah is also Mishum B'nei Sayin. Before it's Asa B'Shtiyah, Mishum B'nei Sayin, and then it's Asa B'Anah Mishum B'nei Sayin. But then you don't have a pshat that it became Asa Anah after Beis Shammai V'Hillel because of Nisuch. But now that we're saying that Tamidei Shammai V'Hillel was the one that asked it B'Shtiyah because of Nisuch was only later Asa B'Anah, so how would you understand what Pinchas' Gzeir was? So he says that Pinchas, they were Mekabel the Gzeirah. The Rabban also says that in one side. He brings the Raya from the Gemara in Chulon, the Avdalah, that Yehoshaphat drank the wine from Achav. And there's a Shaila about Daniel, that could be Daniel was Geizrit, because it says, Vayasim Daniel Aliba, Yeshle Yizgo, Mipasbag, Amelech, Vyayim Mesichav, that Daniel made a takana that he can't drink the wine. So it could be it was Dafka Aliba, it could be it wasn't for Kali Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara later about that. Or maybe also Daniel, what they weren't Mekabel from. So this gzeirah might have been an early gzeirah, but they weren't mekabel. It wasn't fully accepted until Shammai V'Hillel came. But al kapanim, this is the Rashi shtickle that Shammai V'Hillel were geizer b'shtiyah mishum b'nei sayin, and the late gzeirah was because of a kshash nisuch, and the kshash nisuch made an isser hanah. But Rav Rishonim don't hold that way. Rav Rishonim hold that they made one gzeirah. The gzeirah was to asr b'hanah. But azai, if there wouldn't be for the isser of nisuch, if it wouldn't be for the possibility of Nisuch, so then they would have just made an Issa Shtiyah. But now that there's a possibility of nisuch, that's why they made an isra ana. So Rishonim say this. The Rambam brings down from the Ramban. What's pshat knows? Why do they need a gzeir b'nei seim? Why isn't it taka also because of a kshash nisuch? So the Rambam says simply, because it's lemiut, that's a kshetz, it's a miut. Very, very few of the wine is actually b'nisuch. Lemiut d'leicha shinon. And the Ramban says a little bit more. The Ramban says, we have a svar earlier that the ones at the taka being menasuch, they wouldn't sell. And he said, he had before about the kruvis, the ones that the taka makrav tavai desire, they wouldn't sell. So the Gayim is selling you wine, Mestama, this wine, it wasn't Menasech for Avei Dezer. Even though you find that the Menasech, even the Yisrael's wine for Avei Dezer, says that's different. That's a covenant for Avei Dezer to take the Yid's wine and be Menasech for Avei Dezer. Even though he's going to end up having it, but that's good. You do what you can. But Shengen, if you took your own wine and Menasech for Avei Dezer, so that wine would be special for Avei Dezer, you wouldn't want to sell it to a Yid. So there's no real chash that they were Menasech. That's the Yisait. But since you had to make a Tkanah Mishum B'nei Seyem, so that's why you made it Asa Banah because of Nisuch. And there are two ways to say this Svara. Taisus says simply that the Igg Zeir is a Shum B'nei Seyem, but that they would Asa Banah. But once it is an Issa of Yayin Nesach, so the Rabbanah made it, they made Yayin Nesach Ki Yayin Nesach Gomesh Mishnasach of Ne'evicham Mishasim Natayr Mishun Damila. Stop. Once you have a yayin, which is also bahana, yayin of a guy, so they made all yayin of goyim to be like yen a yayin. That would be the hagdarah. There was no such thing as a yayin that became also bahana, so they wouldn't next time a new gzeir that this yayin becomes also bahana. They just make it also b'shtir like they did by Pitam and Shamnam. But since there is a yayin which is also bahana minatayah, that's why they made this yayin also also bahana minatayah. The Ran says a little different knetch. The Ran says that if they wouldn't asur b'shtiyah altogether, so they wouldn't be afraid that maybe it's yayin nesach. Like we said, we're not chayishish with that. But once they have to asur b'shtiyah, so now people will see that it's asur b'shtiyah, and they'll think that there is a kshash nisach. V'arai, it's asur b'shtiyah. And still they see it's mutar mana, so people will make the mistake and think that the real yayin nesach, yayin that was misnasach of nevei desar, that we know is misnasach, is also only asur b'shtiyah mutar mana. So since they had to ask it anyway, so they wanted to ask it by Noah, Kededa, you shouldn't make a mistake and think that real Yayin Nesach is Mutter by Noah, that the Yayin that they were actually misnasach David Azar is Mutter by Noah. That's a little different connection than Taisus. Taisus doesn't say because of any shash that maybe people think that Yayin Nesach is also by Noah. Nor does he say that there's any shash that they'll actually were Menasach. Taisin Shabbos is mashman that way. That once there were anyway guys in Mishum B'nei Seyem, and the Ayin is Nesnasach, even Shleibif Ne'evei Desire, so good. They gave the Ayin the din, Achshash, that maybe it was Nesnasach. But Taisin is not even mashman that way. Taisin is mashman, they gave it the halacha of Yayin Shemesnasach. Once you find the Yayin, which is awesome, and Amid Deraisa, they decided to give all Yayin of a guy Yen a din. There can be an afkamina halacha between these timem. Like we said, L'chayr, we have four ways to be miyashiv, that here it says that the Yayin is also seemingly because something to do with the Isra of Yayin that was in Sassel Chafnei Avei Dezar, and the Flam Vavim Beis, and in Shabbos, Daf Yilches, it says that the Isra was Mishum B'nei Sehen. We have the Rajah was two Gzeiris, so it was Gzeiris Shtiya, first Mishum B'nei Sehen, and then a Bezin later was Gezer Ba'anah because of Yayin Esach, nothing to do with B'nei Sehen. The Shtiya is because of B'nei Sehen, and the Anah is because of maybe there's a Kshash Nisuch. And before they didn't hold there was a Kshash Nisuch. Or before there wasn't so Shkich, there wasn't a Kshash Nisuch before. We have the Pshat that since you anyway have to be Geizer, Shtiyah Mishum B'nei Seyem, so they threw in an extra Gzeir of a Kshash Nisuch because Lamaisa could be there with Menasuch. That's what Tezen Shabbos is Mashma. We have the Ran that says that since they were Geizer, Shtiyah Mishum B'nei Seyem, they were afraid that people will think that the gzeir is al Yayin Nesach, and they'll think that Yayin Nesach is mutar manah. That's why the asur b'hanah, so people should know that the real Yayin Nesach, Yayin Nesach, is nasach v'nesach, is asur b'hanah. And we have Taisus here, which is mashma simply, and once there were gezer mishum b'nei seyem, they made it like Yayin Nesach gomer. Once there is a parish of Yayin Nesach gomer, shnasach v'nesach, they use that isser to be the isser over here also when they graze the Mishum B'nei Seyan. Now, the Nafumil Halacha could be like this. The Torah starts off in Siman Kufchav Gimel, Nyayin Shinas Nasuk Levet Azar Asa Ba'anah, V'chom Gozu, that's by Nyayin Shinas Nasuk Levet Azar Mamish, that's Isana Deraisa. And then he says, V'chom Gozu Al Stam Yenam Mishum B'nei Seyan, Stam Yenam is Asa Mishum B'nei Seyan, V'shu Af Ba'anah, Afa Bisha also came a shad from Shagosu Aleim, like Pitam and Shamna. Atam, Kavin Shayayin Nesel Gomer Osubano, also Stam Yenim Kilavadin is Nesel, which is the Chariotasis. Since there happens to be a wine, a Yayin Nesel Gomer, which is Osubano, so he made everything like that Yayin Nesel Gomer. Then he says, Avul Reshbam Kosa, Vashem Rashi, Zakosha Lashem Gainim, the Bizmana Zeh, Ain Nisrano Bamanga Shagoy Biyayin Shalonu, the Goyim Bizmana Zeh, Ainim Regil Manasech, and he goes on to discuss this. The Rishonim bring, and this is brought in the fourth parak, Taisus brings it in Daphne and Zion, the Rosh brings it there, the Mordechai, Kamri Rishonim, the Ran discusses it, everyone discusses it over there in the fourth parak. And there is a psak, the Rishbam brings Rishonim Rashi, that Bizman Azeh, the Yayin of Goyim, are only Asa B'Shi and Abba'ano. Because Goyim are Menasech Bizman Azeh, so Mel, we're only asking B'Shi and Abba'ano. Because the time of the Xavier doesn't apply anymore, because Goyim aren't Menasech. So the Torah goes into the discussion. So the Beis Yosef is bothered by the Torah. What does it mean, Avol? The Torah starts off saying, Yai Nesach, real Yai Nesach, it's a Stasvet Azar is Asubano. And Stam Yenam is Asubano, Xavier Mishum B'nei Seyan. Avol, Rashbam, and Rashi, Rashbam brings from Rashi, Shekazu B'Shem the Goyim, the Bizman Azed is no Asano. What's the Avol? Should have said, Vaharish Bam, hey, B'Shem Rashi, B'Shem Againim. It's not arguing on what he said before. Everyone agrees to the halacha before that there's a Xer of Stam Nesach Sasubano, and Rashi's saying, Chiddush doesn't apply, B'Zman Azeh. What's the Avol? So the Achreinim, that's the Beis Yosef's cash in the Torah. So the Achreinim, the Dakir Moshe, and the Bach, and the Prisha, and the Taz, they all say the same Tarets. They all say the Torah's Nusach, that the reason why they made an Isser Anah by Yayin Nesach, because since it's an Isser B'nei Seyam, they made it Ke'ilu was Yayin Nesach of the Torah, nothing to do with any Shash Nisach. So Ay B'Zay, there's no way you can matter B'Anah, because B'Zman Azed and not Menasach. It's a Davish Nesu Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achal Atirei. There's no way you can be matter B'Anah B'Chlal. Because the Isser wasn't the Xer that maybe was Menasach. The Isser is Mishum B'nei Seyam. Why the Asser B'Anah? Because they patterned it after the Yayin Nesach of the Torah. There's no way to mechal between Bizman Azeh and Bizman Chazal. So the Avil is saying there must be a different shot. That B'nei Seyam only asks B'Shtiyah. Why is it Asa Banah? Because of a Shash Nisach. Like the Ran could be. That the reason why it's Asa Banah is because if you don't ask Banah, people will think that the Yayin that's real in this Nasach is also not Asa Banah. So then you could say that today, when people aren't Menasech anymore, there's no reason to make such a Gzeira, so maybe that Gzeira becomes Mutter, and well, you find such a thing, even though a lot of times you find, when it's Batal, Tamas, Le'Batal, Atakana, you need a Minyan Achal Atirei. But you find sometimes, not, that's what they say, like Bagilui, that they asked Mayim Megulim because of Nachash, and now there's no Nachashim, so it's Mutter Mayim Megulim. Find other places such a thing. So it's Shaykh such a thing, that the Issu wasn't Stam and Isser, and Isser Anah, on Yayin Shel Goyim. This I know was on Yayin, which has a Shash Nisuch, which has a possibility of Nisuch. So the wine that doesn't have a possibility of Nisuch, that there was never a Xer of an Isser Anah. But that's also if you say that the Isser Anah was because of a Shash Nisuch. You could say like the Rashba, that the first Asid B'Shti Meshub and Esayim, and then the Asid B'Anah Takal Tzuk Shash Nisuch. Or you could say like the Ran, that the Isser Anah is, that if not, they're not going to ask the Banah, and there is Yayin Nesach around, so people are going to think that the Isser Shti is coming mitzad the din of Yayin Nesach, and they'll think that Yayin Nesach is also mit the Banah. So that wouldn't apply today, when we don't have any Yayin Nesach around. So that's how the Achreinim learned the Avol in the Tur. The Tur started off with Taisus time, that they made all the Yayin like Yayin Nesach, not because of the Shash Nisach, but Rashi says, when the Rishbam brings from Rashi, B'Shem the Ga'inim, that today, that there's no Shash Nisach, it's not Asmana, Vaisas the Isana is Mitzad the Shash Nisach. Yet Lamaisa, we'll see more Beis Hashem in the fourth parak with Stama. But Lamaisa, the Asaymach on this Meshach Satchak, but Lechatchila Rav Yishenim say, no, there's no Ryan to be Matir. The Ran and the Ramban want to say that there's a difference. That Yayin that a guy touched that the issue was because maybe he's being menasechet. So mele hain, if no one's menasech, so mele it's mutter. Mashenke and yain that belong to a guy, they're the issues on spinning sayim. So even though the issue on Noah came in because of yain nesech, but hayes, the ikir issue is b'nei sayim, so that's, even the issue on Noah would apply, it's a davish nesu minyan, tzarech minyan achal atirei. But then there's a shmuz, like saying, I'm a chalikis rishenim, if the issue of yain nesech applies today with the guy Martin Menasech, and it could be it's totally if the issue on Noah is taka because of exeir of the nesach, or the issue on Noah is because of b'nei sayim, and they just patterned it after the din nesach, and then it wouldn't apply to say that today is different. Now, the Gemara learns out that din Isra Na, the Yayin Nesach, the Yayin that's Nesnasach Tavarizar, from the Pasuk, Ashachel Zuchem Yechel Yishtiyay Nesicham, that they make a hekesh on the Chel of the Ezvachim, to the Yayin of the Nesachim, Azevach Osmanov Yayin Ami Osabano. And the Gemara says, how do you know? Azevach is Osak, who says, Vaitzondal Barapav Yechel Zivche Mesim, Ames Osmanov Zevach Nami Osabano. So Taiz is bothered. Why do we need two psukim? What's the difference if it's Zevach, if it's Nesachim? Why don't you say Stam? Then anything that you makir, if the Vayit is Zara, is Asur Bano. So Taiz says, no, Zvich and Nesach are two different things. L'chai, what Taiz means is there's Dinim. Not all Tekruvis of Vayit is Zara, is Asur Bano. There's Dinim. You need a Zvich, you need a Zrika, you need something. You need an Aveda. It's a Gemara in the fourth parak. But L'chai, the way Taiz is learning the Gemara, there's only other Rishayim, also Mashman that way. The Gemara is saying that you learn from this hekesh dinim and dinet tekruvis. There's a din that tekruvis of Adizar is also about not. Pashas the Isser is because of lav derais la yidba biyachim umim min acherim. That asks tekruvis of Adizar. All the things of Adizar that also about not go into this lav la yidba biyachim umim min acherim, even though it's talking about nidachas, the Gemara dashes it for everything of Adizar is also about not. There's Misham Shev Adizar. There's Noy of Adizar. There's tekruvis of Adizar. There's all things. They have to know what's called the Kruvis. So the Gemara is being a raya that when you menasach yayin lefnei avedazar, that is the din tekruvis of avedazar. But the iser is the iser mitzad the din tekruvis of avedazar. That's the pashas how you learn. Now the Rambam Kinnir had a different pshat, and he saw in this Gemara a different thing, that there's a new iser of yayin nesach, different than the iser of tekruvis of avedazar. See, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah of Dalet, he says, is as harish alohanes alharsik with and then he says, Mitzvah Chafei is Nizrona Michav Adavim Adizor Mamayna Vanachem and Abbasim Mekomash Yichasaleh, Lesavit Evel Abbasacha, Mishanene Bedavim Menachayev Malkus. So here in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvah and Lysis says, Chavdalah Chafei, he brings the din of Layib Yachamum Menachayim, he brings the din of Lesavit Evel Abbasacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Avedazar, Perek Shvi, Halacha Beis, he says, Avedazar Atzmo Misham Shea, V'takruvah Shela, V'chol Anasa B'Shvila Asa B'Ano, Shenem V'lo Yisavi Tevel B'Secha, V'chol Anene B'ech M'Kalele Loike Shtayim, Achaz Shem Yisavi Tevel B'Secha, V'achaz Shem L'Yidu B'Yachim Mum Men Achirim. You have two lavim about anyone's nene from Avedazar, L'Yisavi Tevel B'Secha, L'Yidu B'Yachim Mum Men Achirim. That's the general lav on all Avedazar-related things, Avedazar, Takruvis, Misham Shem V'chuli. But then, all the way later, in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Dalin, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Dalin is not to drink Yayin Nesach. And he says, not a Furish Pasuk, but you learn that from the Hekesh, Eshechev Zuchem Echel Yishti Yayin Nesicham, Mazevach Aser of Yayin Asik. And he says, I'll bring you another Raya, that Yayin is Aser Bano, and it's Yimna Mi Mitzvah Leis Asay. It's Aser Mi Deraisa, and it's Yimna Mi Mitzvah Leis Asay. Because the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Avodah Zarah that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shlakish says, "Kol Yisurin Shabbatayah Bein B'Minim Bein Shalay B'Minim B'Naisin Tam." All Yisurin Shabbatayah, if it becomes this Arav, whether it's B'Minay Shalay B'Minay, it's B'Naisin Tam. Chutz Mitavli Yai Nesach the B'Minim is a Mashu, but Shalay B'Minim is B'Naisin Tam. If you have it B'Minim is a Mashu, if it's Shalay B'Minay it's B'Naisin Tam. V'Zerayim Uvuerin Shayai Nesach Misurin Shaltayah. So the Ramban and the Sugis of Sefer Mitzvahs doesn't understand the Rambam at all. He says, where do you see a new Isser from this Pasuk, Ashechev Zechem Yechel Yishyei Nesicham, to make a new mitzvah from the Tayag Mitzvahs? The Rambam always has a klal that if you just have another lav saying the same Isser over again, you don't count it as two mitzvahs from the Tayag. And L'chai, you already have a mitzvah which includes, like the Rambam says, having an awe from Mishamshev to Kruvishla V'chuli. even if you'd have another lav, the Ramban doesn't understand why it would be another mitzvah. It's just another lav on the same thing of Tekruvis. Kol Shkein, that you don't really have a lav here. You just have a Hekesh. The Hekesh doesn't tell you a lav. The Hekesh is telling you Znichel and the other lav. So why is the Ram counting it as a separate minion from the mitzvahs? The Ramban argues yours is not counted in the minion of mitzvahs. And the Ramban's also very bothered by the Rambam's raya. What's the raya from the fact that Bemina is Bemashu and Shloi Bemina it's Bereis and Tam? What's the raya that it's the Reisa? Adarab, the Gemara sounds like it's talking about Stam Yenam, not talking about a Vinyayin that was in Snaslich of Ne'er Vedazar. It's talking about Stam Yenam. And even that, the din is Bemina is Bemashu and Shloi Bemina is Bereis and Tam. Why is it a raya that it's me the Reisa? Appellate the Rambam. And the Rambam Yad also makes two things. The Rambam Yad, Nilchas of Vedazar, said, like we said, he tells you any anor from Hashem Shel to Kruvis and everything you're over on these two lavim leibav yachamum and acherim and leisavit tevel beisachon. And the Rambam in Hilchos Macholas Asuris Perikin Aleph Halacha Aleph, he says Yain shenis nasach v'ezar asu banor v'sheisim and akol shuleikim and atera kaina eichel kol shem to Kruvis v'ezar in baser peris afilamayim and melach eichem and kol shuleikim shenemar ashechel v'zechem and chel yish yenisicham. So the Halacha Mishnah there. And Ilchus Machalas Asuris is ma'achiv a little bit. But there's a word from the Zeche Yitzchak, from the Panovitcher of, a Mitzel Panovitcher. A word from a Mitzel Panovitcher, the Zeche Yitzchak, that he says that there's two dinim. The din of Layib Yachamum and Achayim, Laysavitav Vesechu, the sight of the din is an Isser Anor. Avadi, you can't eat it, but there's no Isser Achila Be'etzim. The Isser is an Isser Anor. Eating, it's also Anor. But they're not from the Macholas Asuris Mitzad Yena Isser. Yena Isser Asas Banoi. You can't have monetary benefit from a Vay Dezari of a Chuli. That's the Isser of a Savitel of a Sechli, Layib Abiyachimum Menacherim. The Isser is having a monetary benefit, having Ano. And this Gemara is a Skadish Anaya Isser, which is an Isser Achila. And that's why the Rambam puts in the Macholas Asuris. The other is an Isser in Hilchas Avay Dezari. You can't have monetary benefit from Vay Dezari. And this Alacha Macholas Asuris. There's an Isser Achil on it. It's a separate Isser. It has its own separate Gedarim. So he says, Mela, it's very Muzmid Rambam's Raya from Rabbi Yechanan that says that Bemina Bemashu and Shloi Bemina Bereis and Tam. He says, the din of Neis and Tam is dafka by Macholas Asuris. If it was Stam Isuri Anor that was in Sarev, Avadu be Bottle Bereiv, Chad betray Bottle. The din of Tam Keker, the din is Tamay Mamashi, the din that if you could taste it, it's not Bottle. That's only a din of Macholas Asuris. So that's the Raya. Since Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish says that by Yayin Nesach, it's not Botel B'Rayiv. There's a din B'Nais and Tam. In them state that there's a Naya Isser of Macholas Asuris. So that would be another minion from the minion Tayag. Because you don't have a Macholas Asuris dik a din. And Layid B'Yachamu Min Acherim and Laysavit Hevel B'Secha. That's not a Macholas Asuris. That's not an Isser Anah. Here it's in stase of a Naya Isser Achila. It makes it a din macholas asuris. A nafkamina that you need nice and tam. It's not batal. Maybe the other nafkaminas. But that's a pshat in the Rambam that he makes it a new minion from the minion tayag. So that's a pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara doesn't want to know how do we know Yayin's asum mitzad the din tekruvis. That's a sveta din. The Gemara wants to know how do you know the Yayin becomes has a hilchas macholas asuris. The Yayin's din of macholas asuris, that's learned out from this pasuk. That makes it another whole din. It's another issue. It's another mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah in Hilchas Avay Dezar. It's a mitzvah in Hilchas Macholas Asuris. In Avi Ezri, on Hilchas Macholas Asuris, he brings a very, very geshmak of shach from the Brisker Rav, which seems very good with this Zeche Yitzchak, with this Rebitzel Panovich. He brings from the Brisker Rav, says that the Rambam says in Alcha Gimel, that a shayisim is stam yenim revius makanais and makmakis maridis. That there's a shear, and stam yenim is a shear revius. If you drink a revius, then you get makis maridis. This is their abundant. But the abundant made a shear to this, a shear revius. Berksel lakasha, not from a vaydazar is also bakoshu. Where did Ram get a shear revius from? Hazak de biskirov, because the din that stam yenim become also get a din of yayin nesach, is not the din of yayin nesach. Of Leisavit Tevel B'Secha, the din of Yayin Nesach, of Leib B'Yachamu Min Acherim, doesn't have Yena din. It has the din of Yayin Nesach of Ashechev Zuchem Michel Yishyei Nesicham, which according to Ram is a Tzveit din. That's a din of Macholas Asuris. That din is a din Revius. And Enochanami, it has an Isser Anoa Mitzad the Macholas Asuris Osir, if it's part of its Yerezais. Macholas Asuris can have an Isser Anoa together with them. Yeah, Basu Becholov and Klaya Kerim and Arla, there, the Macholas Asuris Asir Bano also, because Anoa is also part of the Chavs of the Macholas Asuris. But it's a different type of Isser Anoa. It's not an Isser Anoa Stam, it's an Isser Anoa because of the Macholas Asuris, so to be a Shir Revius in that. So the Brisky Rav says, that's when the Rambam says that a Yayin Mevushal, and he says even if Yayin's mixed with Dvash and Sar and things like that, which can't be Misnasach on the Mizbeach, doesn't get a din of Yayin Nesach. Because Yayin Nesach is only Yayin that can be Misnasach Agabim Mizbeach. If Shayinim are bothered, we'll see the Sugya soon. Now what's the difference if it can't be Misnasach Agabim Mizbeach? Lamai says the Takruvah Zavei Dezarah. Has the same din Takruvah. Everything could be Takruvah Zavei Dezarah. You don't need that Shemis Nasach of Agav Mizbeach to be Takruvus of Eidazara. As Dr. Rav, this is the word, Enechanami. Mitzadis of Yib Yachamum Menacher, Mitzadis loy Savitev el Bisecha, then Avada, even if it's not Nisnas Agav Mizbeach, it could be also be Takruvus. But that wasn't the Issa that made in Stam Yenum. The Issa that made in Stam Yenum was that it should have the Issa of a Shechel Zuchay Mechel Yishi Yenisicham. That Isser, the Macholos HaSuris Tiki Isser, that's Dafka B'Yayin Shemis Nasal Agav Mizbeach. So that's what the Rambam saw in Agamara. There's a whole new Isser. There's an Isser of Takruvus that's talked about in the third parak and the fourth parak. There's an Isser of Takruvus. There's another Isser Mitzad that did Macholos HaSuris, which also is an Isser Anah. But that has its own Gedarim. That's why there you would need a Shir Revius. That's why don't get Marcus Maridus in less than Revius. And that's why there you would need and then the Vyayin Royal Agav Mizbeach. That's the shtickle from the Brisky Rav and the Bitzel Panovich. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah said, Chaymitz Shleiv Echam Shayim Et Chilasa Yayin. Chaymitz of a guy which was originally wine is also Asa Bahano. So Gemara asks on that, Pshita, what's the Chiddush Mishum the Achmetz Bakal Eisurei? Because it's became Chaymitz, now the Issa goes off. What's the chiddush if Yayin is aser? So who would then, if the Yayin already became aser, now it became chaymitz, avad, it's going to remain aser? So Mar says, "Amar Vashi aser shmina chaymitz shlonim yarev v'chom min tzar chaysim b'sei chaysim." That if you have your own wine vinegar that now goes to a guy, you don't need a chaysim b'sei chaysim. You don't need two seals because imishim and suchalay menaski. Now they can't aser it. There's no din of nisach anymore. B'imishim mechluf v'kevin the chaysim b'tarachum mezayif. And I may be switching it. He wants to take your vinegar and replace it with his vinegar. Once there's one chaysim already, they're not going to be matriach and be mezayif. And the Gemara says the same thing with Gabi Yayim Mevushal that it brings. And Beloi, the Yayim Mevushal Shevachom that was originally wine is Asir, and says Pshita, Mishin Evshu Pakale Yisurei. And Vashi says the same Teretz. Yayim Mevushal Shalonu, you don't need chaysim to say chaysim because it's nisach of that menasach, and it's a chlufei, came in the chaysim echalei tarachu mezayif. So one interesting Arab, the Tur says this then, that once you have Yayin that was already awesome by a guy, and it became Chaymitz, it remains Asr. So Beis Yosef says the Makar is the Agamara, but his Agamara says it's Pshita. Agamara says the whole Chiddush is like Abi the Din, that you don't need a Chaysim to say Chaysim, but the Tur seems to say this Halach as a Chiddush by itself. So it means the Ma'ar Iksas on the Tur, why do you have to say a Chiddush? That when the Yayin Nesach becomes Chaymitz, it's still Asr. The Gemara held that was Pshita. Well, it's Pshita, Mishunda, Ichmitz, Parkalei, Yisurei. So the Bach says, it could be there's a chilek. When you're talking about Yayin, which was actually Misnasach with Ne'avoy Desire, there it's Pshita that becomes Asr, and once it becomes Chaymitz, it doesn't lose its Isser. But when you're dealing with the Isser of Stam Yenam, within the Isser Nemzach Mitzad B'nei Seim, he says, and B'nai Seim is no Isser by Chaymitz. Chaymitz is not going to cause a problem of B'nai Seim, so you'd have a Havamina that when it's Achmitz, it would be part of the Isser. If the Isser is Altsyayin Nesach, then Menasach, the Yayin Vavay Dezar, Avad, the ones it's Achmitz, is not part of the Isser. But if we're dealing with Stam Yenam, the Isser is B'nai Seim, so once it's Achmitz, it's no longer Shash B'nai Seim. So Memela, there is the Chiddush. So the Ksam Seifai Fanat explains that when a chayfetz becomes asur, and that chayfetz becomes ishtana, avad the isur won't become paka. But maybe the isur b'nesem is not the chayfetz of the ayin. The isur is on the kakafta the gavra. The mensch is now on a drink, the ayin shall goyim. The ayin's not treif. The yayin is not aser. Drinking yayin shel goyim is aser min rabbanan gzeirim mishum b'nei seyim. That's why you'd have a havamina that by achmitz, you're not doing that iser of drinking their wine. If the wine becomes aser, gets a chalais iser, so it doesn't go off when it's chaymitz. Mashayin kain, could be the din of b'nei seyim, that is no chalais iser on the wine. There is an iser on the gavra, you're not going to drink that wine. As long as now it's not wine anymore, it's chaymitz, it doesn't have the iser. You could say, can I change it, I think? You could say a little bit different. Because Rabbi Chanan, there's a kaivet shmuas, Rabbi Chanan Nechulin, daf mem, he asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's pshitas that Mishum da Achmetz Pakele Yisrael? What's the pshitas? We find halacha that dam shebishlai is not asa midiraisa anymore. When you have blood, it's asa midiraisa. And now you cook it, it's not asa midiraisa anymore. It becomes ice dam. So you see, you have something which is an isa dam, and then you cook and it loses the isa dam. So maybe here also, you have something which is asa at yayin esach. Now it became chaymit, so now it became yayin levushal. It should lose the Yisr. What's the chilik? Why here the Gemara names with the Pshit is Avada not? Avada remains Asr. By Dam Shabishli, you find that it doesn't remain Asr. Hazak Yabal Chana like this. Dam Shabishli is because it's Dam. You make it as Dam, it's not Dam anymore. It's not Dam, it's not Asr. Vashenk and Yayin Nesach, the Yisr is because it's Takruvis Avay Dezar. It was Nikref to Avay Dezar. The Maisa Takruvis asses it. Granda, it only becomes Asr when it's Yayin. If it's not yayin, it doesn't get the iser tekruvis. But the iser is that it's nesnasech. So since it was yayin b'shas tekruvis, the tekruvis gave it a shame nesach, it gave it a shame the tekruvis, so now the shtanis won't make a mutter. So then you could say even more pashit. That's alts mitzad the iser yayin nesach. Well, then the iser is tekruvis. Tekruvis is because it became chaymitz, it doesn't become a tekruvis. Mashenkin, the Issef, Stam Yenam, the Issef Bnei Seim, that was an Issan Yayin. You don't even have to say it's like a kaf to the Gavra like the Stam Sefer. That was an Issan Yayin. Now it's not Yayin. Now it's Chaymetz. If it's Chaymetz, and now it's Mutter. No, it's still a little bit Shver is, Agamar is talking about Stam Yenam. Agamar is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not only talking about when you know it was in Snasim Chafnei Avay Desire. The Mishnah is talking about when you don't know. What you do have to have the Gzei of Bnei Seim. So it's still, it says Pshita. So the Chassam Sefer says like this. The Chassam Sefer says, like we spoke before, when the Issur is also because it blames like Yayin Nesach, whether you say like Taisus, that they main on the Issur Yayin Achalais Ki'ilu is Nesasech, or you say it's Xera, it's like the Rashba, they made a new Issur, there's an Issur Shtiel, it's been the same, and an Issur Nisach because of the Xera, maybe it'll be Nesnasech, or you say it's Xera, that if you're going to matter bana, people will think the Yayin Nesach's matter bana. But either way, they gave it the din of Yayin Shnes Nesach of Ne'avay Dezar. If they gave it that din, even if what caused them to give them that din was B'nai Seyem, but Lamaisa Haintin has that din, it's Pshita that it can't lose that din when it becomes Chaymetz. Now, Shegin the Tur brought Rishaynim that said that Haintin Yayin is matter bana. Because Haint, we don't have the din of Nisach anymore. And it's only us bit of shtiyah al spinei seyem. Oh, so ayba zay, the haintig yayin is ready not so pasha that chaymetz is aser. Because the Gemara's time where the yayin was aser bana, so kumtais, the yayin had a din. We had a din to be chayshish, it was nesnasach, or a din kilu was nesnasach, however you want to say it. So that, the vada would apply even when it becomes chaymetz. Mashenkin, if you're not going to ask the haintig yayin bana, so come days, it doesn't have a din kilo nesnasach. You don't have to be chayshus of nesnasach. You don't have a gzeirot in nesnasach. Stam and isa shtiels ben aseim. That's a chiddush that even now that it became chaymitz, you still have the isa shtiels ben aseim. That's a stam sefer shtickle.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.